The name of my story this morning is What House Are You Of? Barabbas and Elizabeth are having a conversation about houses. Where do you live is a common question. Barabbas would say that he lives on the top shelf. And there is the top shelf, because he is so tall. Elizabeth lives on the second shelf, where there is a shorter space, but the rest of her giraffe family, because they're all so tall, live on a corner of the bottom shelf, which you can see, are you watching up there? You can see is empty, because they've already packed themselves up in boxes and they're ready to go. All these shelves are located at 1502. Letitia and Tacoria live in a tiny apartment in Harrisburg. But for a while, they actually lived in a car for 2 weeks. That was pretty awful. And both Letitia and Tacoria noticed how upset their father was in that time. And days of old, sometimes you might be asked what household you are of. For instance, you might say you're of the house of Jake and Devin. Now, you probably didn't call them that. You would call them Mommy and Daddy. Barabbas could say that he is in the house of Heffelfinger, or maybe the house of Uncle Floyd, or the house of Frank. Oh, he can't remember his mother's name. He thinks that's Marybelle. So, and of course, all the characters in the stories here will soon no longer be of the house of 1502. Everyone is moving to another house. So you, when you tell someone about the house that you are of, that might change. And, you know, we kind of judge people by their address. You might say, oh, to the tiny little apartment where Letitia and Tacoria live in Harrisburg. And you might say, oh, to where the Mwakasungas live in their house in Hampton Township. These kind of things divide us. So is there a place we can call home that does not divide us? I say, yes, there is. And that place is called the house of God. Of course, we know that God does not live in only one house and one place. God is omnipresent. Can you say that word? Omnipresent. And that means he is everywhere. There is no place too short or too small or too big or too poor or too close or too far away for God. He is everywhere. So where is this house of God? Well, it is the church in the whole wide world, not just Trinity Lutheran Church, but every church in the world where God is worshiped. And as it turns out, this church is the place that we call our church home. When we grow up and move to a different place, then we will call a different church our church home. And it will be a house of God, and God will be there also. Because, remember that word? Omnipresent. Because God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. The end.